The European Union is finalizing detailed guidelines that would oblige Israel to label exported products that are made in settlements in occupied Palestinian territories. Palestinian officials have praised the move, but expressed hopes that the step would lead to the ultimate ban of those products in the bloc.
This is only one step, and it's a small step. We must demand that they should be banning completely settlement products. All settlement products should be banned. And more than that, there are needs for more punitive measures against Israel, including boycott, divestment, sanctions.
The move has also been praised by the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which has been pushing for economic and political pressure against Israel. BDS activists say Israel must pay the price of its racial policies.
This is an apartheid state. It's a state consists of discrimination, ethnic cleansing, and violation of the international law and the human rights. We consider this as a first step, but we hope that this step will go beyond labeling the settlement's products, because those products are illegal by the international law.
Many Israeli officials claim the economic impact of a labeling campaign is minimal, but many believe the movement is a setback for Israel, which could eventually lead to a de facto boycott of Israel.
The EU's move against settlement products comes as a popular movement promoting divestment, boycotts, and sanctions against Israel seems to be achieving its goal. The Palestinians say that the EU step will definitely anger Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.